Hey folks, it's your old friend Jack. It's Sunday night. I hope you're doing well. I'm just going to check in quickly. So, I've been back from Texas for about 3 weeks now, and I finally made it to the beach. And I wanted to go earlier, sooner than I did, but life has sort of gotten in the way. And living in Los Angeles, the water is never that far away, but it's just far enough that getting there, I have to, work out some time so that I can get to the water and have time to park and hang out and what have you. But I went away this week and I got the opportunity to chaperone a kids' weekend, and my kids were there, and it was nice to go away and to spend time at a place that's very important to me, because we were at a camp that I went to as a kid and also worked at as a staff person. And I sort of stumbled into an opportunity to chaperone. It wasn't something that I'd planned on doing. And I haven't spent any time at camp in quite some time. But it was awesome to be back there and to walk around and to be in a place that where I had experiences that really helped shape and form who I am today. It's not the sole thing that did it, but it was just very cool, and it was neat, but it was weird sometimes, sort of surreal, because I could, there were these echoes of the past. I'd walk by certain places and I could see my friends, and I walked by a couple spots and I'm like, I remember the summer of 88. I spent time with, well, we won't get into that. Just, suffice it to say that I fell in love and had my heart broken there more than once. But it's an incredible place. And I also got the opportunity, as I mentioned, to go to the beach today, which is great. I love the beach. The beach has always been a big part of my life. I haven't ever lived close enough to go daily without having to make special arrangements. And by special arrangements, I mean it's just, I had to block off a bigger chunk of time, and it's not like a 10-minute trip for me. But having been landlocked for 10 months, living in Texas, and Texas is great, but I miss the water. And I have an ongoing debate with the Schmata Queen and other people about what a beach is. Because to me, the beach is not just sand, it's salt water. Not fresh water, it's salt water. So it was nice to listen to the sounds of the surf and to watch the sun over the water, and to see this big stretch of blue and people playing volleyball, and women in bikinis didn't hurt, but it was just really cool. And one of the other things that was just nice was I disconnected. I did not read any blogs. I didn't really pay much attention to the news. And aside from a very short, quick post yesterday, I haven't been, blogging and all. I didn't read any blogs or write them. So I may do some writing a little bit later today. But I thought I would check in with this audio post because I'm doing that Nabo Plomo thing. It's the daily writing exercise or daily blogging exercise where you're supposed to put up a post every day in November. And if you're like me, supporting multiple blogs, you end up putting up three or four posts a day. So, and I do that on a regular basis. So this exercise really isn't designed for somebody like me, but it's still fun. But not as much fun as watching my kids this weekend. Just watching them walk around camp and getting a chance to spend time with them. And one of my big kicks and pushes, that I've been trying to make for a while now, is trying to spend time with, the people that add to life, the people that make life, more enjoyable, those who fill your heart and fill your soul, as opposed to those who take away from it. So that's all I've got for you. I will try and come back here and do some more writing later. I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that, and I'll see you around cyberspace.